On the next slide is of our approach to the Vatican. If you were walking on the street toward the Vatican from the nearest bus stop, this would be what you'd see down the street. And as you first approach, you come to this row of columns. As you go through the row of columns, this is what you see. One of the things worthy of note of this particular in our several slides is that each of these rows of columns is four columns deep, but on the ones directly in front of you, you see only one column. So then we walk toward the center of the fountain, and from there you get more of the effect that it looks like a single row of columns. They use this big open area enclosed by the columns as a parking place for buses, and we got there maybe at 8:30, and it was pretty empty, only about a quarter of it filled up. After we'd been there for 15 or 20 minutes, it was like two-thirds or three-quarters just filled up with buses and people and a real madhouse. And this would be a side view of the circle of columns. Then you approach the, what is that? As an aside, that circular area was called St. Peter's Square, even though it's mostly circular. So if you look to your in the other direction on the one opening of the square, you see St. Peter's Basilica, which is a sort of cathedral. And as you go in the entrance to that, off to your left, you see a really nifty statue of a man on horseback, and I would have liked to get closer, but there was a barrier that kept me from going any closer than that. Then when you go in St. Peter's Basilica, there are all sorts of beautiful artworks and the galleries on each side, and also all sorts of ornamentations down the center and in the main dome. Unfortunately, I think we felt discouraged from taking pictures there, and so we don't have any pictures of that. Then as you go out, there's this big long walk toward the Vatican Museum, and you pass various openings into the Vatican, but that's not the way to go. And as we went, we saw some of the Swiss guards who are the Vatican guards, and that the next slide is of two of them. We finally found the way into the Vatican, and the first thing you do is you go up this long flight of stairs. And it's a decorated spiral, and this is the view headed up. So after much panting and hard labor, you finally reach the top, and this is the view that you get down. Once you get up there, you find that the fee to get into the Vatican Museum is something like $6 a person, and we almost balked at that. We finally decided that we're only in Italy once, and so we went ahead and paid it. So the next view is the general sort of atmosphere throughout the museum. It's a really large museum and a long way to walk, and just everything is decorated. They have beautiful floors, beautiful pillars, beautiful ceilings, beautiful statues.